From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Thursday, January 8th. Dozens of residents gathered Wednesday night at the City Plaza in Chico for a vigil honoring the woman shot and killed by a federal agent in Minneapolis yesterday. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has the story.
Standing in a circle on the corner of 4th and Main Streets, the group sang songs and took turns speaking. People held candles and signs that said things like, quote, "When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty." The woman has been identified as Renee Good, a 37-year-old U.S. citizen. She was killed during a federal immigration enforcement operation in South Minneapolis. Bill Bynum is with Veteran Action Group and Oroville Area Resistance. He said he was outraged when he saw the footage of Good being shot.
It reminded me of the Kent State massacre. You have untrained people with loaded weapons who are asserting authority they shouldn't have and then are trigger happy and killing American civilians.
President Donald Trump described the shooting as self-defense. State and local leaders in Minnesota have cast doubt on that account, though, and have called for a full investigation, according to reporting from NPR. Back at the Chico vigil, Diane Suzuki gathered with her four friends. She said it's important for residents to come together and make their voices heard.
This is our First Amendment right, right? We need to exercise it. And I say, it's like a muscle, better exercise it.
Similar gatherings took place around the country in solidarity with Minneapolis. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart. We're gonna lay down thy
sword and shield. Charges have been dismissed against a Palermo woman accused of killing her husband on Christmas Day. In a press release, the Butte County District Attorney's Office says investigators determined the shooting was an act of self-defense. Prosecutors say the woman reported fearing for her life during a confrontation inside the home and described a history of domestic violence. The case was dismissed yesterday in Butte County Superior Court. Sheriffs from counties across the North State, from Siskiyou to Yuba, eulogized the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa yesterday. As NSPR's Claudia Brancart tells us, the tributes show how much local law enforcement felt represented and heard by LaMalfa.
Lassen County Sheriff John McGarva called the congressman a trusted partner who would be sorely missed. Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson said LaMalfa understood the values that bind our community: hard work, self-reliance, and a deep respect for rural traditions. And Siskiyou County Sheriff Jeremiah LaRue remembered LaMalfa's sense of humor, describing him as both an advocate and friend.
Tehama County Sheriff Dave Kane also called LaMalfa a friend, as well as a man of principle and a strong supporter of public safety. Kane said he worked closely with the congressman on the Yes on Prop 36 campaign. The tough on crime measure increased penalties for certain drug and theft crimes and was overwhelmingly passed by Californians in 2024. California Governor Gavin Newsom is delivering his final State of the State address this morning in Sacramento as he enters his last year in office. Newsom is expected to outline budget priorities and focus on finishing major initiatives, including transitional kindergarten, childcare, homelessness, mental health treatment, and clean energy infrastructure. Another downtown Chico business is closing its doors. The gift shop Tomfoolery is shutting down after more than 40 years of business. Owner Mary Hartley says brick-and-mortar retailers are facing increasing challenges.
I was hoping that the holidays would be good enough. Holidays always is good for downtown. A lot of love and support comes out. It just wasn't good enough for me to keep going. So basically, as of the 1st, I had to officially call it.
Hartley says several factors contributed to the downturn. She points to competition from online retailers like Amazon and rising costs tied to tariffs that have, in some cases, doubled the price of goods. She says changes downtown are also affecting sales, from new parking kiosks that some longtime shoppers avoid to fewer younger customers shopping in the area. Other recent downtown business closures include Collier's Hardware, the Winchester Goose, and Mamona. All 5 new red light cameras in Chico are now issuing tickets. The final camera is located at Notre Dame Boulevard and Skyway. It's completed its warning period. Chico police say more than 1,800 warnings or citations have been issued since the cameras were put in last fall. Drivers caught entering an intersection after the light turns red could receive a $465 ticket in the mail. Find a map of where cameras are located at mynspr.org. 7 new AI safety laws went into effect in California on January 1st. From our California newsroom partners at KALW, Anna Casalme has more.
California is home to some of the world's largest AI companies and has passed more laws regulating AI than any other state. 7 of those laws, many of them the first of their kind, went into effect earlier this week. They fall under 2 main categories, regulation and transparency. One law prevents AI chatbots from misrepresenting themselves as doctors, nurses, and other licensed professionals. Another protects minors from abuse by AI chatbots. And a third law requires law enforcement agencies to disclose when AI is used to draft police reports. Last month, President Trump signed an executive order to discourage and challenge state governments on their attempts to regulate AI. In San Francisco, I'm Anna Casalme.
The Trump administration says it's planning to halt billions of dollars in childcare funding from California and 4 other Democrat-led states. LAist's Nick Gerda has more.
The administration says it's cutting off funding to California, Minnesota, New York, Illinois, and Colorado because of alleged fraud. The move comes after significant federal fraud cases against Minnesota social services groups. But California appears to be a different story. LAist searched all federal charges announced over the past decade here. It showed just 1 case of fraud around federal child care funds, amounting to 0.01% of that funding to the state. Nick Gerda, LAist News.
And those were your headlines for Thursday, January 8th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.